You looking forward to coming back again, as always?
Well, it's going to be tough. I know that from a standpoint of football-wise. I mean, you guys got a hell of a football team. But, yeah, it's always nice. I mean, you know, my big portion of my football life spent right there in Denver, you know, as a player and a coach. And a lot of great friends there and great memories there. So it'll be nice to see some familiar faces.
Gary, you worked, obviously, with John for a long, long time. Did you ever see this sort of executive GM type in him, or was he just a football player?
No, you know what? I kind of did. We talked a lot, you know, when I got into coaching and then when John finally retired. And, you know, John's just so competitive as a person regardless of what he's doing. And I could tell when we talked a few times that you know, that fire was there and to get back in it and be a part of it. And you know, John, I mean, if he's going to do something, it's going to be full bore toward winning a championship. And you look at the brief time he's been there and the football team he's put together and, you know, the position. And he's got them in to be successful. So that doesn't surprise me a bit because, I mean, I know, you know, from a standpoint of how competitive he is and what he's all about as a person, that doesn't surprise me much at all. I expected those type of things.
Gary, I've always heard the story that Mike tried to get you to talk John into coming back after the 98 season. Is that true?
Yeah, after we won the first one, you know, we set up a meeting with John. Well, I set up a meeting with John, and we went down on Arapahoe Road to the barbecue place. I can't remember the name of it. And let's just say we sat there for a while, and that was the year he came back, and then we were successful again. And after that second Super Bowl, I called him for the next meeting, and he said, "Hey, you can forget." He said, "I'll go have a beer with you, but you can forget it. I'm not playing anymore." So I had a chance the first time. I had no chance the second time.
So you're 1-1 then.
Yeah, I guess so. It worked out good.
Gary, how about your team? It's third year in a row you've come out 2-0, and you're looking like you've put something together.
Yeah, the thing we've done early in the season is we've played pretty, you know, sound football. We've protected the ball extremely well through two games. Our defense is playing very well. We ran the ball last week well on the road, which, you know, in this business, when you go on the road, you got to protect the ball and be able to run it. And so we've done the things we need to do to get to where we're at right now. But, you know, we also understand we'll have to be a lot better. I mean, we're coming into, you know, a very, very difficult place to play. I mean, I can sit here and tell my guys, because I know, but I don't have many guys that have played there. I have, a few from a couple years ago, but, you know, we're going to have to be able to operate in a hostile environment and against a hell of a football team. So we got a tough week of preparation coming, and, you know, it starts here when we get off the phone.
You, what impact has Wade had on your defense?
Well, it's been huge. I mean, first off, no off season last year, so he takes over. We did go out as an organization and, you know, we put a big emphasis and spent a lot of money trying to, you know, improve our defensive side of the ball. I think Joseph and Manning were huge factors that we were able to get last year. And then, of course, JJ's been a tremendous draft choice, Brooks Reed. But I think the job that Wade did with no off-season program, that type of thing, the way he's brought it along has been, you know, tremendous. And, you know, we don't really do a lot. We're pretty simple. We just play hard and, you know, got some guys making some plays. But he's had a huge impact on this football team.
How about Watt? What do you think his ceiling is?
Well, hopefully we don't find it for a while, you know. But he's first off, he's a very bright young man. He understands the game exceptional. We can do a lot of things with him. He just kind of has a knack for making plays. Gets his hand on balls, tips balls, blocked a couple of kicks last year. You know, just a fine young man. He's an overachiever coming out of college. I'm sure y'all know his story, how he got to where he was, and you know, that's kind of what you've seen since you got here. He's just a tremendous worker, hard worker. The game's important to him. You know, he's driven to be successful every day, not just, you know, on Sundays, and he works real hard at it.
He was a tight end at Central Michigan. Do you see that type of athleticism in him still?
Yeah, he's very athletic, very long. I think he could probably have been about whatever he wanted to be, but you know, he made his mind up there at some point and said, I'm going to go to Wisconsin and play defense. I think the story goes that he told his mom and dad, can you handle one semester of my tuition because I'll earn a scholarship. And, you know, he's one of those guys that's, you know, self-made man, kind of made his way throughout, you know, throughout the ranks of football and continues to do it here, you know, on a weekly basis. So, you know, we're proud of him. He's a fine football player, fine young man.
You, what are your impressions of Peyton, Heaven?
I think he's looked excellent. You know, I mean, I saw the San Francisco game where he played his most in the preseason. You know, it was excellent that game. And then opening day, he goes against a hell of a defense in Pittsburgh and played extremely well. And then, you know, goes down to Atlanta, which is a very difficult place to play in that noise and on the road. So, I mean, he looks like himself to me. He's got some fine weapons on his football team, a lot of good young players, and they're running the ball extremely well, too. So, you know, it's the same challenge. Obviously, we've had that challenge many times here in Houston with him and Indy, and now it just comes with a different uniform on, but a tremendous challenge to find a way to, you know, get some stops defensively.
What, is it safe to say this is a guy that you couldn't wait to get out of your division, just given all the trouble and the issues that he presents?
I might not be the only one who would say that, but no, he's, you know, I have tremendous respect for him. I that's why I love this league as a coach. You love competing against the best and trying to find a way to be successful against the best. And when you play him, I mean, he's, you know, one of the greatest of all times, and you know he's going to play extremely well and have his team in the best possible positions to be successful. And you know, that's why it's fun to be in this league, because the competition, the players are so great, and yeah, that's what makes it special week in and week out.
I know that it's been done to death, but anything specific about the way he manages a game that stood out to you? I know you could probably go on for hours, but it was,
yeah, I think the biggest thing is, and I probably wouldn't be the only guy to say this, but just the way that he can. I mean, he gets so many things done at the line of scrimmage, and he gets them done, you know, at home, and he gets them done on the road in hostile environment. His football team's not going to run bad plays, and, you know, he's in charge of that and what he can get done and making sure that they're in the right blocking scheme, they're in the right route, those type of things. And, you know, last week's, there's no better example than last week. I mean, the first quarter's a rough quarter, and you're on the road, and, you know, I have many football teams that you turn the ball over four times, they get beat by six on the road and had a chance to win late. So it just tells you how, you know, how dang good a football team they have. And like I said, for us, it's a tremendous challenge, and especially coming to y'all's place.
Here, what? How hard did you try to keep Dreesen?
Oh, I thought the world of Joel. You know, we thought we were in it till the end, but my buddy Elway came in there, so he never told me how he pulled it off. But no, I think the world of Joel. We actually lost about seven or eight really good football players on our team this past off season, and that's part of the business. And you know, you got to move on. And so now we're trying to work with some of our young guys. Garrett Graham's playing well for us, but I got a lot of respect for Joel. I'm sure I know he's come in there and played well, and you know, he's a true pro. Handles himself. You guys tell him I said hello.
I think Joel said that he would actually take a bullet for you, Coach. Remember? I think he did say that.
he's a heck of a guy. I tell you that. You know, that's what this game's about. When you put a team together, you want a group of guys that, you know, give you everything they have. And I know one thing, Joel gives the Broncos everything he has. I promise you that.
Gary, when Foster came into the league, did you guys have a draftable grade on him, and how does a guy like that go undrafted?
You know, I can't remember exactly what grade we had on him. I think the reason he went undrafted, because there were some issues or some things going on, and the year he had wasn't as successful as the one he had earlier. I can't remember everything. And, you know, I just think sometimes some good players like that will slip through the cracks. I mean, probably no better example than TD when we were there in Denver. I mean, hell, TD's, you know, senior year was not what he had expected or Georgia had expected. And you know, he goes and plays in a blue-gray game. We're watching him, and you know, we're saying, "Hell, this is a good-looking player." And you know, ends up being a sixth-round draft choice. I just think that you know, you got to do your work on everybody, and then I think there's some guys that are really driven that maybe don't have the success in college, but they have the ability to show at the next level that you know, hell, I can do this. And you know, we're just very fortunate that we got one of them. He's been a fine player for us.
How did in your mind, how did he make that jump from his rookie year to what he did for you in 2010?
Well, first off, usually those good young players, that's when they'll make their biggest move from their first year to second year if they're going to be a you know a force in this league. What happened his rookie year, guys? He was I think he started on the practice squad, if I'm right. Then we called him up, and he ended up getting in, I think, the last three games of the season. So you saw some of the ability. So going into camp number two, I think he felt like he was going to win that job. He was going to be the starter. So I think his confidence is what was the biggest factor. And then obviously he went out there, he wins the job, and plays extremely well. But I think just that little bit of play at the end of year one, you know, helped propel him in the right direction. Thank you.